Is the impeachment inquiry into Busisiwe Mkhwebane still going on? Feels like it's gone on longer than most soap operas, and it still continues. Legal journalist with News 24, Karen Morn, is having to endure it so that we don't have to. How was it supposed to go on this long, Karen? I mean, is this normal for an impeachment process? I guess it's unprecedented, but surely this goes beyond the pale.
Well, it is. I mean, this is an unprecedented process, and I think that's the key issue here. I mean, we all know that what happens, whatever happens, is very, well, unless it goes in favor of Busisiwe Mkhwebane, is likely to be the subject of some kind of legal challenge. And obviously, there have been attempts by the committee to kind of circumvent some of the filibustering that has occurred during this hearing. But it is crucial, you know, we have to hear from the evidence leaders. They have very much sought to disavow any suggestion that they are prosecutors in this matter. They have led some evidence which has been favorable to Busisiwe Mkhwebane. But obviously, you can't control necessarily the length of time for the cross-examination, though there have been attempts to do so. And you certainly have to give the MPs the time and the ability to ask questions they believe are relevant.
Do we have any sort of finishing post in sight? Because it does seem as if we have got, there is sufficient evidence at play for MPs to make a decision on an impeachment. Is there any sort of sign of a finishing post?
The original thought process was that this would, you know, end in September. We know that, you know, the evidence was supposed to wrap up this month and that there would then be a process of consideration and determination. But we know that the lines are already, you know, for that deadline are already starting to get blurred. And I think there will be, you know, there's always this danger constantly of a legal process outside of this if there are decisions taken that Mkhwebane and her legal team are not happy with. But certainly, you know, some remarkable evidence being led, specifically in relation to the state security agency's apparent involvement in the operations of the public protector, and the very sort of disconcerting image emerging of essentially, you know, a possession of a classified IGI report. We're going to hear from Ivan Pillay from SARS tomorrow about that SARS rogue unit investigation, which Pravin Gordhan contended nearly cost him his job, or was aimed to cost him his job. And of course, the revelations today in regards to the Reserve Bank report, the fact that Mulmudli, who was supposedly an economic expert, was in fact an IT expert. And also, you know, Arthur Fraser making calls to the head of security in the Public Protector's Office and telling him that Mkhwebane was complaining about his lack of support.
Intimidation and gangsterism at play in an office that should be wholly independent of interference from other state institutions. That evidence today. Thank you, Karen Morn, legal journalist with News 24, at this astonishing process. And it's an important process. It's got to be followed through. You can't have people second guessing it once it's all done and dusted.